Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
One is, are there any prophecies to suggest the Messiah would be God? Matthew 1:23 states that. It says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. The other question is, Jesus prophesied he would be buried for 3 days and three nights, yet died on Friday and rose on Sunday. How does that equal 3 days and three nights? That's a good question. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, YouTube is done. Okay. Oops. It just does me no good trying to communicate with you with a new button on, does it? Okay, so YouTube is done. Nobody was throwing anything at the screen. And here we go. Okay. Yes. Hold on, I'm putting the new title in. And this is the Christmas story. Yeah, both of them were. So hopefully he comes back. This was someone new, I think. Yeah, I think it was somebody playing Stump the Pastor. So welcome. Amen. Welcome, you too. And Phyllis. She is. Audrey. She was on YouTube and came. Hi, Audrey. So we're opening up again. Okay, and what title do you want on this? You're welcome. Three. That's awesome. Awesome. As soon as we figure out how to make it happen, we'll let you know. It is. I did not. Not yet. Are you ready for me to start YouTube back up? Yeah. Oh. Oh, I was muted again and didn't realize you couldn't hear me. I'm ready whenever. We're not live on YouTube right now. We are still live on Blog Talk, but I can start YouTube up whenever you're ready. All right. It's on its way. It's just taking a little bit here. Well, now I'm saying video unavailable again, but there it is. Welcome, YouTube. Welcome back, YouTube. I just did. It is up and running. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, and there went Pastor. Oh, here he comes back. I'm not sure, but welcome back.
I'm right here. Thank you. probably. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Roman.
Oops. Not that I see, but thank you, Roger, for keeping things rolling over there. We're so glad to have you with us. No questions. There was. Yes, I think it's only like 2%, yeah, that goes actually back to them. The rest goes to help. It's very, very minimal.
That is so awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
know, that's awesome. Amen. Okay. Okay.
I did not see that. God is amazing and wonderful. On Christmas, except not everybody shows up. All right, so if there's anyone with us tonight that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's okay, because I'm going to, in a minute, put up a prayer of salvation where you can read it. We'll pray it together. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us, and you also then have a place in heaven after being part of this family here on earth. So please pray this prayer with us if you haven't already. If you have questions about that, please contact us. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program. Or you can go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith website. And our contact information is there. We would love to answer any questions you might have about this. And after you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have any other questions, we would love to help bring understanding to you. So please... Hold on for just a second. I apologize for that. I heard an engine revving outside and it stopped suddenly, like it hit something solid. So we speak Jesus into that entire situation, and we bind every destructive force involved in Jesus' name. Here we go. Please get a hold of us. We would help to bring any understanding that you need before or after you have made the decision for Jesus. So while everyone goes to get your communion elements, your bread or cracker, or grape juice, sorry, I'm like totally distracted here all of a sudden. run and get your communion elements, and I'm going to read the verses of Scripture. Out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we're going to start with verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So judge yourself and realize why we are partaking of this communion. It's to honor Jesus and remember what he did for us. So as I said, I'm going to share the screen and we're going to put up the prayer of salvation now. Please pray this from the very depths of your heart. This will change the rest of your life here on earth, and it also changes your eternity. So please pray this with us. And even if you've prayed this 1,000 times before, pray it again. It's a wonderful reminder and refreshing to your spirit. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself to me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that for the first time, we say welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. We're so, so happy for you. Please get a hold of us and let us know you've made this decision and help us to bring any understanding you know and or you need. And we're here every day of the week. And this is a wonderful, wonderful family of believers. They're very, very supportive, and we welcome you to be part of us anytime you can. And now you're free to receive communion with us. So in the same way as I just did with the prayer of salvation, I'm going to share the screen again, and we will pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive that together too. So if everyone just lift your elements now and we'll pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And here we go. I'm going to share the screen again. I really am, and I mean it. All right, here we go. Our new covenant worship or communion prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Now pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered to save us. And now let's lift up the juice and pray this. Now I bless this fruit of the vine. In obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord, for your cleansing and healing blood. Are you going to sing to us? Noise here or noise where you are? Oh.
Thank you. Noonish, in Jesus' name.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Try any of these mints?
What?
Did you try any of those mints yet?
What mints? Oh, the thin mints?
Yeah.
No, why are they yucky?
No, they're actually pretty good. I just opened it up to try because I got thinking, if they taste good, that's an excellent gift. How much were they?
$1.
Oh, my goodness, we're going to go buy all the rest of them.
All right.
Because that's something I can leave at all these places where I go.
Oh, yeah, for Merry Christmas stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go buy a bunch tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a great. It tastes good. I just ate one.
All right.
I was eating it to see if it had crunchy, like, graham cracker crumbs in it, but it's not. It's just chocolate and mint.
Cool.
And it's not Hershey.
And it's not Hershey or Mars.
And I gotta have a load. Let's go, load. Come to me.
Oh, you don't have one yet?
No.
Load order, come now.
So we had Roger and who all did we have on the first one?
That's it. Well, Roger wasn't even there until the third one. The first one we had, who did we have? I don't think we had anybody for the first one.
Really?
And then Rebecca came on. She came on the second one for a little bit and then found us again at the end of the third one. I don't know where Dan went.
How can it be that difficult? No Sunday?
No.
Well, Saturday night, people might be with their families.
Right, especially this close to Christmas. People are out Christmas shopping and doing whatever. And parties, Christmas parties.
Thank you, love. You did a great job tonight. Thank you.
I did a horrible job. Anyways.
Wow. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. What did you think made you do a bad job?
Communion. I was like completely distracted. I was thinking, oh my goodness, I need to go do my hair. And then I didn't have time. And then it really seriously sounded like a car crash happened outside. And then I automatically jumped up to check on it. And then I thought, oh, I shouldn't have left the program to do that. I didn't even think about it. And then I couldn't get my thoughts back in order.
No, what else are you going to do? I mean, a car crash is a car crash. And if somebody's in trouble, there's a whole lot of people that if they hear a car crash, they're going to go crawl underneath their bed. That's not us. We're the kind of people that go help something get solved. And, so I don't think you need to be down about it at all. Most definitely don't be hard on yourself. You do a great job.
Just distracted. And I don't think I said things right. But, oh, well.
Thank you. Thank you, my love. I appreciate you loving me. That's a good thing. I love you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Load. Come. Now. I paused my dispatching because I didn't want it to interrupt the video.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I've been back on for almost an hour now, so. Load and come now. We must be going to be hauling some sand because they got about 15 Hopper Bottom's in line bringing this 100 mesh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Well, load order come now. Oh my goodness, I think I need to take Rippy out to go to the bathroom and get in the shower.
By the blood of Jesus. So it was, even though it was a little bit of old for me, it still turned out to be an all right women's meeting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very good.
Shandum Baba, that's your taken emperor, Manda, but a simulandam. Dum Banda Leva, the Basha, Fiti, Makala Munga, the Rala Siti, Mabata. Etam Banda Leva, but a Rakama, the Ki Sibele Bat. Shandulema, Kilabele Vitu. Kude la Siti, Madame. By the blood of Jesus. By the name of Jesus. Give us the words to speak. Shokumba and Deva Libra, Lama Naka, Fide Bengus. Kana Bushe Fede Bala Kitima. Nurana Buddha Belebere Bala Kadidisha, Bala Baratum. To the bode, but of a seat in the night. I declare $3,000 comes to us on this shift.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. That's done.
Banda lefre masike de bata. All right. Unikaba di bodi vlasin it around the kilibata yishitika. Where do I go for this load, Father? Numbala de Supidicatima, Mishikalatana. The Kule Radabanda Devada Sitimakana. Shetumbunde Leveda Balavalanka Sitipa. Ala Sanabande de Vendeva Kalamanika. No less Veraman. Rumbanda leven in Barbara Sutica. Rumpamran is stinging it. Everything we put our hand to prospers. Everything we promised if we were diligent. Obey the voice of the Lord God. Hearken diligently, and we would make our way successful, prosperous, and we would have great success. So put our hand to Old Blue Trucking. Old Blue Trucking, prosper. Bando flacite que the mangle of restore the years that the locusts have eaten over. Restore the
years. Restore the years. Amen. Okay, that's done. Oh my goodness sakes.